Time now to head to Sydney and have a chat to one of the trainers of Sharp and Smart, who is looking to win the Australian Derby. He's been a phenomenal galloper in 11 starts, 6 wins, 4 seconds, and that fourth placing, as I mentioned the other day, was not beaten far in the Group 1, JJ Atkins. He's the winner of the New Zealand Derby, runner-up in the Victoria Derby, a champion stakes winner, the spring champion and the gloaming, and he's looking to add the Australian Derby to his resume, and it's great to catch up with Debbie Rogerson. How are you, Debbie?
Yeah, good. Good morning.
He's been a good horse, hasn't he? Every time he runs, he just puts in.
No, he really has, you know, and he does. He's got a super resume at the moment. He's just a good, tough horse. Loves racing.
Did yourself and Graham know that he was a horse that was going to develop into what he has when he first came into the stable? He got beaten in a maiden at his first start.
Yeah, he was a little bit unlucky that day, to be fair to him, and that's why we took him to Queensland for the education and the trip away, because we did have in the back of our minds that he was going to be, you know, a very good three-year-old. So we took him away for that learning curve, and things worked out for the next preparation as a three-year-old.
Has he continued to improve since we've seen him in the spring, what he's done so far over in New Zealand?
Yes, he has. He's really filled out. He's developed, and he's a lot stronger, and he's getting mentally stronger as well. Ryan actually galloped him at home on Saturday before he flew over, and he worked sensational. He said he felt great. He felt as good as he was going into the New Zealand Derby when Ryan galloped him before he won that, and he's travelled over Sunday and hasn't put a foot wrong at the moment.
I suppose the biggest question is going to be the gate, where he ends up in the run. What's your feelings about how it'll play out on Saturday?
Yeah, not ideal, but we've got to leave that up to Hugh. He's a pretty versatile horse, you know. He can go forward, he can go back, you can sort of ride him anywhere in the run. So that's Hugh's department, that's his job.
So would you like to see him try to slot in somewhere midfield with a bit of cover?
Ideally you'd love him midfield with cover, but like I say, when the gate's open, that first couple of 100 metres, he's got to decide and how the speed is up front and what sort of tactics he takes on the horse.
Is he a horse you think that's got the ability to back up in a Queen Elizabeth if he was able to win the Derby?
I think he has. We asked him a big ask last spring. He won the Champion Stakes, and then we put him on the float on the Tuesday night. He went down to Melbourne for the VRC Derby and just got tipped. So he has got that constitution, but we'll just get Saturday over with and see how everything eventuates up Saturday and how he comes through the run.
He's shown that he's a really tough stayer, but do you think over time he'd be a horse that could be a cups horse or a wait for age horse as he develops into a 4-year-old?
Yes, well, he won our wait for age race back in New Zealand, and he won that with authority and a turn of foot, and then he came out and won the Derby. So I think he's a little bit versatile. But we're just going to get the autumn over with, and then he's going to have a good spell, and then we're going to aim him for the spring in Melbourne. What direction will we go? Not too sure, but he will have a nomination in all those races, Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, etc.
Gee, the Kiwis are having a red-hot run at the moment. It must give you great pride and confidence as well.
Yes, there's some lovely three-year-olds and horses in New Zealand at the moment, and with the borders being open now, we're fortunate enough that we can all start travelling over here and bringing the better ones and set them for certain races, and at the moment it's starting to pay off.
Do you think it's your fellow Kiwis who are the ones to beat on Saturday who chased you home in the New Zealand Derby?
They went very good races too. You know, everybody's a danger in that respect. And I think there might be one of James Cummings that is in
Pericles,
the market a bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got to be a chance. It is a race, so just need that little bit of luck. And but there are some handy horses in there, and if they're not, haven't reached their expectations in the yours, I think some of them are going to be very nice spring staying horses.
Well, Debbie's going to be the favourite. He's been well backed and he deserves to be. If he can get a touch of luck in running, he's the horse to beat in the Derby. Best of luck.
Yes, thank you.